Iranian leaders are all aglow. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Iran's president says his country has for the first time successfully enriched uranium. All for nuclear power. A bomb is the farthest thing from his mind. Except, Iran didn't just make an announcement, it had a celebration. To quote the AP story, costume dancers performed on the stage holding aloft vials of uranium gas and also chanting Allahu Akbar. Do you launch a uranium gas folk festival over a power plant? I don't think so. Now, President Bush says all this stuff about us keeping open our own nuclear option is just a lot of wild speculation. But if you follow nuclear logic, it all makes sense. You see, Iran thinks it needs nuclear weapons to protect itself from one day being attacked by us. But they know that if we know they're developing those weapons, we might attack them even sooner. So they claim not to be developing weapons. But their claim not to be developing weapons only convinces us that they are, making us want to attack them sooner. Iran knows this too, so they develop those weapons, which they say they're not developing, 75 feet underground to deter us from attacking them. But we know that the only way to knock out a facility that deep is with nuclear weapons. So we threaten to use our nuclear weapons, which makes Iran want to develop their nuclear weapons even faster, since if they can develop theirs before we use ours, we won't use ours because we worry they would use theirs. Which is why we must keep the nuclear attack plan on the table to deter them from developing the ability to deter us from deterring them. This is why generals have all those ribbons, while the rest of us are out here trying not to wet our pants. This is Dave Ross.